Them Bones. That's Alice in Chains off of their, what out was this, 1992 album? Dirt. This is Xennial Yearbook. I'm your host, Kyle. And over there,
it's me.
It's Riley. Oh my gosh, you're so quiet. You want to move a little closer to the microphone?
It's me.
It, you. It's Riley. She's back. Special guest appearance for episode 93, The Odd Timing Show. What? Odd timing, that's right. So every song we're going to play today is going to be basically not in 4/4. That's the rule, right? And we don't have anything that's 6/8. We don't have anything that's like 14. But we do have, you know, we do have Them Bones, which is 7/8. It's counted out. Anyway. Yeah, so we're gonna have a bunch of weird, odd timing songs. Some of them are just like, you know, waltz time 3/4. But, you know, we got some Pearl Jam coming up. We got some Foo Fighters coming up. We're gonna start it off with another weird, odd timing song. This is the Toadies with Possum Kingdom.
Make up your mind, decide to walk with me around the lake tonight, around the lake tonight, by my side. We'll be right back.
it's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Times Like These by the Foo Fighters off of their, what is this, 2002 album, One by One. The main verse is in 7 in that song. Last Exit off of their Pearl Jam's 1994 album Vitalogy. Their verse is in 5/4. And then Possum Kingdom by Toadies, also 1984. 7/8, and then 8/8. And kind of bounces back between that. It's fine. It's odd. It's weird. What do you think of those songs? You know those songs?
No.
You don't know any of those songs? I get Last Exit. You might not know because that's a bit of a deep cut. But I mean, Times Like These, that's huge.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Possum Kingdom.
I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of dad music.
Yeah. Yeah. This is basically the dad rock hour. Hour and a half. The half hour. Anyway. But you know what? You picked some of these songs. Why don't we play some of your stuff? Some of your sayings.
I did pick some of these songs.
You did. Excellent. This is off of another. It's also a lot of 1994 stuff in there. Maybe we just like that year. My gosh. Now I'm looking at the list. I'm stuck in 1994. Anyway, this
happens.
It happens. This is a little bit of Jeff Buckley. You know that guy?
Yep.
Off of his 1994 album, Grace. This is Lover, You Should Have Come Over.
Strap in. This song is like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
The shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love from going wrong. But tonight, you're on my mind, so you never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, but no way to feed it. Where are you tonight, child? You know how much you need it. Too young to hold on, and too just break free and run. Sometimes a man gets carried away. He feels like he should be having his fun. But much too blind to see the damage he's done. Sometimes a man must wait to find. Sweet return.
is made. The open window lets the rain in. Burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. Body turns and yearns for a sleep that won't ever come. It's never over. My kingdom for a kiss upon her shoulder. It's never over. All my riches for her smiles when I step so soft. It's never over.
standing on the bridge. I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain. No footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that damn cold night. I'm trying to figure out this life. Won't you take me by the hand? Take me somewhere new. I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. I'm with you. Face. Is anybody here? I know. 'Cause nothing's going right and everything's a mess. And no one likes to be alone. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come?
Levine, I'm with you from her 2002 album Let Go. That song's in 3/4, super easy.
Do you ever have a CD that you like never listened to, like ever? That's this album.
That's this album. Do you have the CD?
Yeah.
Do you listen to it?
No.
Not ever.
Not what? Once.
Well, wait, never?
No. I got it at like the library book sale and I've never listened to it ever.
Oh, well, it's not bad. You should listen to it.
I mean, gets donated a lot.
Apparently. Before that, Never Meant by American Football, which is in it's in 12/8, which isn't odd, but it is very strange. Very strange. It's fine. And then
you meant like odd as in like the numbers. I was thinking odd as in strange.
No. Well, yeah, usually
I was thinking odd as in weird.
Odd timing usually means odd number timing.
Whatever. I didn't think about it like that.
Like 7/8.
I was thinking, like, you just picked a weird way to say weird.
Weird timing?
Well, now I'm embarrassed.
You learned a thing. Everybody learned a thing. And to start it off, Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley. What is that? That's mostly 3/4.
Yeah.
That's all 3/4. Yeah, so this is Zennial Yearbook. It is the odd timing show. Not just weird timing. Specifically odd. Although that song was in 12/8, so it's fine. Everything's fine. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more Zennial Yearbook.
WTBR.
Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
WTBR.
My name is Jonas. I'm carrying the wheel. Thanks for all you've shown us. This is how we feel. Come sit next.
By Weezer. My name is Jonas. Welcome back, everyone. This is in your yearbook, The Odd Timing Song. That was 1994. Weezer, My Name is Jonas, which is in 3/4, or it's in 4/4, but everything's a triplet. What do you think?
I don't know what that means.
Triplets? Like...
I don't know. I'm kind of musically challenged.
That's all right. So, yeah, Riley's back. Where you been? How have things been?
Things are good.
You've been gone for a long time, and I've had to carry the show. and try to be entertaining, and I can't do it.
I'm it's like a tough. Year and a half older.
When was your last, was it a year ago?
No.
Maybe. It was a while ago. Do you remember?
No.
Remember what year?
No.
Oh, that's fine. We'll dig into the archives. This is episode 93. I'm going to find out when your last show was, and then I'll do some subtraction.
Okay.
Until then. I managed to find a whole album that has, not the whole album, but an album with a lot of odd timing songs that I want to listen to. Surprise, surprise, it's from 1994. Of course. It's not Prague. I tried to do this whole thing without any Prague because I think that's kind of cheating. Yeah, I know. Exciting. No Dream Theater. No Yes. It's fine. But we are playing some Soundgarden, which sounds very proggy, even though they're not. They're pretty rockish. Anyway, three songs from their 1994 album Super Unknown, starting it off with My Wave.
Take
Spoon Man by Soundgarden off of their 1994 album.
I get it. It's because they have a guy playing the spoons.
Artist The Spoon Man, a Seattle street performer, has a Grammy from this song.
That's ridiculous.
The 1995 Best Metal Performance goes out to Soundgarden.
Is it even metal?
An artist.
Is it metal, like, because the spoons are made of metal?
I don't know. I mean, probably. The song doesn't sound super metal. It sounds pretty mainstream alternative as songs go. But yeah, that song is in, was it 15? No, 7-8. 14. Because it's 14. It's weird.
That's even.
It is even, just like the other Nevermind was in 12-8. But it's weird. It's okay. I let it go. Before that, we had The Day I Tried to Live. That's in 15-8. Also by Soundgarden. And My Wave, which is in 5-4. Now that's super odd. You are listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7, WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1, WSBR Lee. What do you think of those songs, Riley?
They're all right.
They're all right? That's it?
Yeah.
That's all.
There's a lot going on.
Sometimes, you know, there's a lot going on. That's how you become an A number one performer by you know, layering all of this stuff. Weird time signatures, a guy playing the spoons, all that stuff. That's what it takes to be number one. All right, well, enough of that. Why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll come back with a little bit more odd timing. This is episode 93 of Zennial Yearbook.
I'm the cook. I'm the man who killed Gus Fring. Now, say my name.
WTBR. Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Tired of the same old on the radio? Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts Thursdays, 4 to 6, at 89.7 WTBR-FM.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Stop the northern train to get somewhere.
This is Zennial. What? What are you looking at me?
I have a fun fact.
Hang on. Hang on. 1 second. This is Zennial Yearbook. That song. Anyway, what's your fun fact?
The title, Paranoid Android is from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which I learned when I was reading The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Incredible. Yeah, that makes sense. That's... Thank you. Thank you for sharing
that.
You're
welcome. I thought that was interesting. It's like they're talking to like the robot. They call him a paranoid android. Do you remember the robot?
Vaguely. I read that book.
I don't remember his name.
It was a while ago.
No, it was Marvin. It was Marvin, right?
I don't know.
And he's like sad. I read it when I was in between books.
Okay. A book that you read when you're...
I was waiting for my book to come in for the library.
That makes sense. Well, that's good to know. Thank you. What was I going to say? Oh, that song bounces between 4-4 and like 7-8. It's the whole point of the show is to talk about the weird time signatures. Don't roll your eyes. It's fine. Everything's fine. What else? We got a couple more songs to go. Let's do one of Riley's picks. Why don't you tee this one up?
What is it?
Oh, it's Waltz Number 2.
Oh. I don't have anything to say about it.
All right, it's Waltz Number 2.
It's a waltz. It's the second one.
Was there a Waltz Number 1?
Yep.
Is there a Waltz Number 3?
Nope. Wait. I don't know.
All right, you look that up, and then we'll
play. I know there's a Waltz Number 1.
Let's hear some Elliott Smith.
Still going strong, and so more. okay, it's alright, nothing's wrong. Dumbest of men with impossible plans to just leave me alone in a place where I make no mistakes, in the place where I have what it takes. I'm never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you.
tearing up pieces of old new to mend the leaks in my open wounds. Protect your pressure points, I refuse to press against, let yourself renew. Project the voice that I found for you. Pull up the weeds from the ground.
Discomfort Revisited by The Hotelier off of their 2014 album, Home Like No Place Is There. That song's an 11.8. That's a choice, people. That is intentional. What do you think of that?
You know how I feel about that.
I do. I feel like I do.
I saw that song live.
I saw that song live as well. It wasn't so bad.
It was awesome, and Chris smiled at me, and then... That was also pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We got Barricade.
Who's Chris? Is he the lead singer?
Nope.
Is he the drummer?
He plays guitar, and he also, I think he did keyboard.
Yeah, I think he did keyboard. That's fine.
I'm not sure what songs need keyboard, but I guess some of them need a keyboard.
Well, you know, you just like to have a keyboard just in case. Fine. Before that, Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls from their 1998 album, Dizzy Up the Girl. I have that. Do you have that?
Nope.
I have that.
Why would I have that?
I don't know. You took my Radiohead OK Computer.
I took like two of your CDs, and one of Radiohead OK Computer, and the other is Move Along. I think I put the rest of them back.
Oh, well, that's cool. Move Along. That's cool.
I actually have two Move Alongs, and I don't know which one is yours.
That's fine. Before that, Waltz Number 2 by Elliott Smith off of his, 1998 album, XO. Riley has an answer for us.
There's no waltz number
there
3.
There is no waltz number 3. That's disappointing.
Well, there probably is. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's fine.
Not on the album, though.
Not on the album. You know what? We have time for two songs. So you know what? I'm going to wrap the show, and then I'm just going to play the two songs. Because usually I do one song. I don't want to do one song and then talk and then do another song. So we're gonna say goodbye to everybody. We're gonna play some music for you. I don't know. Do you want gorillas or cake? We're running out of time.
I don't care.
All right. We'll do gorillas. This is in 5/4 because the song is called 5/4, and then we'll end with a little bit of Muse.
Speaking of Muse,
what about Muse?
We just saw Muse.
We did just see Muse at Spec like not too long ago.
It's pretty cool.
They are a pretty fun band. They put on a pretty good show. But anyway, we'll see you guys next week. I'll see you next week anyway.
We'll be back on Tuesday.
You can catch us on, you know, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music. Just search for Zaniel Yearbook. This is Gorillaz.
Down on me. She tells Not job for me, not job for me food. They've got your money, people say to walk through you. Not just funny, not just get me through. Oh, get for me, where people say to always walk through you. Walk through you. She made me kill myself. Come on.